We're having our first kickoff hike here at the P&H Center. We're inside at the Lion's Den where you can take a turn at line dancing. And then outside we have a barbecue and an outdoor dog walk on the Hanover Racetrack.
How important is it for hospice and for Chapman House to have these events spread out throughout the region? Because I might think in Owen Sound terms, but here we are in Hanover and we're 60 kilometers away.
Yes, we are the Grey Bruce Hospice. So that is not just Owen Sound's hospice. We serve everyone in Grey and Bruce. So it's important for us to have these community events to show that we are everybody's hospice.
We're with Amy McConaughey. How supportive are the different communities? And I ask this about Hanover because everywhere I look today, I'm seeing hospice.
You bet. Everybody comes out to support, especially those that have had our services. So it's always nice to welcome back family members and to see those faces again.
With the event today, it's we're in Hanover today, but you've got additional events coming up. Tell me about those events and how people can participate and support this great organization.
You bet. So this weekend we're in Hanover, like you said. Next weekend we're in Meaford at the Harbor Pavilion. The following weekend, the long weekend, we're in Southampton at the Long Dock Pavilion. And then wrapping up in Owen Sound on May 25th at Harrison Park.
Last couple of questions for Amy McConaughey as we do Hike for Hospice. We're in Hanover today. Over the course of the day, over the course of the month, do you have any idea how many people you'll attract?
I don't know, but I hope hundreds.
What's the feedback that you get from hospice? Because from my standpoint, having never utilized it, knowing people have been in there, and anything that I've heard is highly positive.
You bet. It's usually an answer to families' prayers at the end. Symptoms can be really overwhelming, and it's a place where you can go back to being that loved one and that support person instead of the caregiver. So the only negative thing I've heard in my 5 years of being with the organization is that we can improve the quality of our clinics. So, and we have.
So there we go. Yeah. That's good to get that kind of feedback. Yeah. Finally, when we look at hospice and what you serve, can you give me an example of how many families that you're dealing with on an annual basis or over the course of time in that great facility?
Oh, geez, I knew you were going to catch me off guard. I don't have an exact number, but it's definitely hundreds yearly. Overall, that's something I'll look into and get that statistic because it would be really interesting to know. But it's certainly, we're generally full. We are 8-bed hospice for Grey and Bruce, and we're usually quite full.
And finally, what are the financial needs to operate on an annual basis to provide this service that so many people have glowing reports about?
Yeah, so we are less than 50% funded by the government. So that is about $1.4 million shortfall. And that's why I have a job. So we are $1.4 million a year that we need to fundraise, and we have such a generous community, and coming out to events like this is going to help make it all possible.